Wise equity to acquire Spanish pharma factory as Southern Europe becomes outsourcing bargain. Milan-based Wise Equity has agreed to acquire ePharma Trento, a consumer health pharmaceutical and nutraceutical contract development and manufacturing organization, marking the latest signal that Southern European pharma infrastructure assets are drawing institutional capital at valuations that North American buyers would find impossible to replicate. The transaction, structured as a platform investment in Spain's fragmented CDMO sector, positions Wise to capitalize on the pharmaceutical industry's accelerating shift toward outsourced production capacity at precisely the moment hospital consolidation is squeezing margins across the broader healthcare value chain. ePharma Trento operates in the consumer health pharmaceutical and nutraceutical contract manufacturing space, a segment experiencing structural tailwinds as brand name pharmaceutical companies shed manufacturing assets to focus on R&D and commercialization. Details on purchase price and revenue multiples were not disclosed, but the strategic rationale is clear. Spain offers mid-market investors access to EU-compliant manufacturing capacity, skilled labor at Mediterranean wage levels, and logistics connectivity to both European and North African markets. Nina Lindholm, writing for Private Equity Hub, characterize Spain as a value destination for mid-market investors, a framing that underscores the pricing arbitrage available in Southern European deals relative to comparable assets in Germany, Switzerland, or the United States. The comment reflects broader limited partner appetite for European lower mid-market healthcare services plays, where purchase price multiples compress, but EBITDA margins remain robust due to regulatory barriers to entry and sticky customer relationships. The timing matters. As hospital systems consolidate and exercise pricing power in their local markets, the pharmaceutical supply chain faces countervailing pressure to deliver cost efficiencies. Mission Hospital in Asheville, North Carolina, charges approximately $40,000 for a knee replacement under Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, more than double the $16,000 charged by Catawba Valley Medical Center just 60 miles away, according to pricing data compiled by Serif Health. This pricing dispersion, enabled by market concentration, forces insurers to raise premiums and pushes pharmaceutical manufacturers to seek lower-cost production alternatives. Contract manufacturing organizations that can deliver FDA and EMA compliance at Mediterranean cost structures become strategic assets. The CDMO thesis. Fragmentation meets regulatory complexity. The European CDMO sector remains highly fragmented, with dozens of small to mid-sized players operating single-site facilities across Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Eastern Europe. ePharma Trento fits this profile. A specialized manufacturer with technical capabilities in consumer health formulations and nutraceuticals, but lacking the scale to compete for contracts from multinational pharmaceutical companies that increasingly prefer consolidated vendor relationships. Wise Equity's acquisition strategy targets this fragmentation. By assembling a portfolio of complementary CDMO assets, the firm can offer brand name and generic pharmaceutical clients a multi-site manufacturing network with redundancy, geographic diversification, and the ability to handle clinical and commercial-scale production. The playbook mirrors successful pharma services roll-ups in North America, where firms like Catalent and Patheon, now part of Thermo Fisher, built enterprise value through strategic mergers and acquisitions before themselves becoming acquisition targets at premium multiples. Spain's regulatory environment adds to the investment case. As an EU member state, Spanish manufacturers benefit from mutual recognition of good manufacturing practice certifications across the bloc, enabling products manufactured in Spain to ship freely to higher price markets in Germany, France, and the UK, without additional regulatory review. For nutraceuticals, Spain's National Agency for Medicines and Health Products maintains standards that align with broader EU food supplement regulations, providing a compliance framework that non-EU manufacturers must replicate at significant cost. Labor economics reinforce the value proposition. Spain's unemployment rate, while improved from the sovereign debt crisis era, remains elevated relative to Northern Europe, creating a buyer's market for skilled technical labor. Pharmaceutical manufacturing technicians, quality control specialists, and regulatory affairs professionals command salaries 30% to 40% below German or Swiss equivalents, a structural cost advantage that flows directly to EBITDA margins for contract manufacturers. Hospital pricing power and the squeeze on pharma margins, the broader healthcare landscape, complicates the pharma manufacturing outlook. As hospital systems consolidate, they exercise monopsony power over suppliers, including pharmaceutical and medical device manufacturers. Mission Hospital's ability to charge double the knee replacement price of a competitor 60 miles away demonstrates how market concentration translates to pricing leverage. But that leverage extends beyond patient billing. Consolidated hospital systems negotiate aggressively with pharmaceutical distributors and manufacturers, squeezing gross margins on drugs, devices, and supplies. This dynamic creates opposing pressures. Hospitals extract price concessions from pharmaceutical suppliers. Insurers, facing higher hospital bills, reduce reimbursement rates for pharmaceuticals. Brand-name drug manufacturers respond by cutting internal manufacturing overhead and shifting production to contract organizations that can operate at lower cost. The result? Accelerating demand for CDMO capacity, particularly in geographies where labor and facility costs remain below Western European and North American norms. Allina Health's proposed merger with Sutter Health, announced in 2026, exemplifies the consolidation trend reshaping U.S. provider markets. Allina CEO Lisa Shannon has detailed plans for the combined system's largest capital program, focusing on facility expansion and service line integration. These megasystems negotiate from positions of strength, creating margin pressure throughout the supply chain. For pharmaceutical contract manufacturers, the strategic response is clear: operate in lower-cost jurisdictions while maintaining regulatory compliance that enables access to high-price markets. The gene therapy parallel, specialized manufacturing as moat, the CDMO investment thesis, gains additional support from recent developments in specialized pharmaceutical manufacturing. Silence Therapeutics announced positive Phase 2 results for its CRNA drug candidate targeting polycythemia vera, a rare blood disorder, positioning the asset for Phase 3 trials. Gene silencing therapies, cell therapies, and other advanced treatment modalities require highly specialized manufacturing capabilities that few facilities can provide. While ePharma Trento operates in the consumer health and nutraceutical segments rather than advanced therapies, the strategic principle applies. Regulatory complexity and technical specialization create barriers to entry that protect margins. Consumer health products targeting European markets must navigate evolving regulations on labeling, health claims, and ingredient safety. Nutraceutical manufacturers must demonstrate compliance with food supplement directives that vary subtly across EU member states. These requirements are manageable for established players with regulatory expertise, but they deter new entrants and sustain pricing power for incumbent CDMOs. The specialized manufacturing trend extends across therapeutic modalities. As pharmaceutical companies pursue increasingly complex molecules, from antibody drug conjugates to mRNA vaccines to viral vectors for gene therapy, the value chain tilts toward manufacturers with process development expertise and quality systems capable of handling high-potency compounds. Wise Equity's platform strategy positions ePharma Trento as a foundation asset that can be augmented with acquisitions in adjacent capabilities, building a diversified CDMO portfolio with exposure to multiple growth vectors. The Plaquemium view, WISE Equity's move into Spanish pharma manufacturing infrastructure, represents a textbook application of geographic arbitrage in a sector with durable structural tailwinds. The firm is betting that Southern European assets can deliver Northern European quality at Mediterranean cost structures, a thesis supported by regulatory harmonization across the EU and persistent wage differentials between member states. The contrarian insight: as hospital consolidation drives margin compression throughout healthcare, pharmaceutical manufacturers face a binary choice. They can defend margins by offshoring production to Asia, accepting supply chain risk and regulatory complexity. Or they can nearshore to lower-cost EU jurisdictions like Spain, Portugal, and Poland, capturing labor cost advantages while maintaining geographic proximity to core markets and regulatory alignment with EU standards. We see the Spanish CDMO play as a hedge against two simultaneous trends. First, pharmaceutical companies will continue exiting internal manufacturing to focus capital on R&D and commercial operations, a trend accelerated by the success of asset-light business models in biotech. Second, geopolitical risk and supply chain fragility will drive demand for manufacturing capacity located within friendly jurisdictions, a dynamic that benefits EU-based CDMOs at the expense of Asian alternatives. The real option value lies in platform scalability. eFarma Trento becomes an anchor asset for a broader roll-up strategy. WISE can bolt on complementary capabilities: sterile fill finish, solid oral dose manufacturing, clinical trial supply, regulatory consulting. Each acquisition expands the service offering, increases customer wallet share, and enhances the platform's appeal to a strategic acquirer. Exit multiples for diversified, multi-site CDMO platforms trading hands in the 12x to 15x EBITDA range, compared to 8x to 10x for single-site, single-modality assets. The value creation pathway runs through consolidation, operational improvement, and multiple arbitrage at exit. The risk case centers on execution. Small CDMO integrations are operationally complex, requiring harmonization of quality systems, regulatory filings, and customer contracts. Manufacturing transfer mistakes can trigger FDA or EMA compliance issues that destroy enterprise value overnight. WISE must demonstrate operational discipline, likely by installing experienced pharma services executives at the platform level and maintaining conservative leverage to weather integration challenges. So what? Follow the Capital to Southern Europe Institutional Capital is repricing European healthcare services assets, and Spain sits at the center of the revaluation. Mid-market private equity firms recognize that regulatory harmonization and wage differentials create arbitrage opportunities that will compress as labor markets tighten and gross domestic product per capita converges across the EU. The window for acquiring Spanish pharma infrastructure at value multiples may close within 24 to 36 months as larger funds discover the thesis. For LPs, the implication is clear. European lower mid-market healthcare strategies with sector-specific operating expertise offer asymmetric risk-reward profiles. The WISE equity deal signals that Milan-based generalist firms are moving down market to capture these opportunities, suggesting that specialized healthcare funds must move faster or accept compression in available deal flow. For pharmaceutical companies evaluating outsourcing strategies, the message is equally direct. EU-based CDMO capacity will consolidate rapidly, and preferred vendor relationships established today will determine manufacturing flexibility tomorrow. Waiting for pricing to improve is a losing strategy. The assets are being aggregated now, and the consolidated platforms will command pricing power. The bottom line: Spain's designation as a value destination for mid-market investors will prove short-lived. Capital follows inefficiency, and inefficiency disappears when capital arrives. Wise Equity's acquisition of ePharma Trento marks not the beginning of this cycle, but the middle. The smart money is already there.